Okay, so next up we've got Third Cat.
When you're feeling down, you can't stand me acting like a clown, and you need me to be just like the man you wish to see. You can color me blue if you want me to look as sad as you, because you're the only girl in the world.
And thematically, I feel like this is a bit like Grumpy Mike's song, where it's about, you know, being someone somebody else wants you to be. You can color me blue or color me pink or color me white or whatever. The color coding isn't quite as easy to follow in Third Cat's song as it is in Grumpy Mike's song, but it works in the context of a kind of a trippy song that has this weird line about frying somebody's eyeball, which is not exactly a romantic gesture. And I wondered if it was a throwback to the Shock Value Challenge. I don't know. I guess it makes sense. It's a little weird. The song's trippy and weird, so it's not totally out of place. And there are a lot of processed sounds in the song, so sometimes I'm not always sure which parts are Third Cat's and which parts are from the Beatles song. Obviously, the "because" line is probably a good candidate for that. You know, because Third Cat is singing on top of that line, it's really hard to make it out. But I think I've made out where some of those samples are. Musically, the song is both pretty and strange at the same time, and I'm a big fan of the guitar solo. I love the tone of that guitar, and I think it works well with those reverse cymbal sounds. The sonic landscape of the song is just lush, and it makes for an enjoyable, if kind of weird, listen.
Yeah, there was some, you know, chatter about potential kind of use issues. You know, what balls to use a Beatles sample?
Yeah.
For Third Cat.
It's pretty buried, though.
I don't think so. I mean, I clicked on the link to the YouTube thing, and it's pretty much right there.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, that whole "because" thing is just the Beatles, you know, so, or I mean, at least it's all the vocal parts of it are. But yeah, I thought the chorus is great, but the verse lyrics, the couplets are simple rhymes that are a little kind of disappointingly basic. You know, that down, clown, strange, change, real, feel. It's like you can hear that stuff coming from a mile away. But then, of course, that eyeball part comes, and it's like, no, I didn't see that coming at all.
What the? Who uses a clove to dig out an eyeball?
Yeah, like a broken clove.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's just for the O sounds or something. But like I even Googled broken clove, and just nothing.
Nothing.
That was different and wild, and I still have no idea what they were talking about, if anything. Yeah, so it was very interesting and a great sort of a turn there. So yeah, I don't know. This was a mix for me. I think I put it somewhere in the middle-ish.